It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Governor-elect Tony Evers' environmental policies are likely to be a lot different from his predecessor. While Governor Scott Walker cut science positions from the Department of Natural Resources and joined a group of states suing the federal government over the Clean Power Plan, Evers has said he'll give more power to the DNR and prioritize issues like pollution and climate change. But in order to do that, he'll have to get past or go around a Republican-controlled legislature, which is not likely to support his environmental stance. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Lee Berquist joins us to talk about what an Evers administration might look like in terms of environmental policy. Lee, good morning and welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, John.
Tony Evers promoted himself as the education candidate, but we've heard from several listeners that they voted for him in part because of environmental issues. What is Governor-elect Evers saying he's going to prioritize when it comes to environmental policy?
Well, I think he has, as you're right, he spoke more on education and other issues than he has on the environment, but the environment has been an issue that voters have talked about. And one of the main things is that, at least in his view, he would like to give more voice to the Department of Natural Resources than it has had under the Walker administration. During the last 8 years, the DNR has been muted to some extent by the legislature and the administration in a variety of ways. And I think Evers would like to see that agency have more of a voice in its professional staff. At least letting people know what some of the major environmental problems are out there.
Yeah, how much can he do to, for example, restore scientific positions and things like that to the DNR?
Well, the governor still has considerable powers, and one is that he's going to propose his budget and he'll allow him to manage his departments the way he would like. Now, there's a considerable legislative oversight, but there's an opportunity where you might see Evers provide more attention to issues like science, water quality issues, especially at the agency.
What about Foxconn? There were a number of waivers granted to Foxconn in terms of environmental regulation. What has Tony Evers said about that?
Well, he has said that he has heard concerns from scientists that the air permits that were approved for Foxconn there was some questions about whether those were approved correctly or not. I have asked his transition team about that. I have gotten no response. I have heard from others that is going to be a difficult effort to try to reject those permits or do something that would require the DNR to look at them again. There would have to be some proof, legal proof, that those permits were not approved appropriately, and I'm not certain that is something that is going to happen.
Lee Berquist is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel who writes about local news and environmental issues. Lee, how will Governor-elect Evers manage to reach his stated policy goals, particularly given the fact that he faces a rather hostile legislature with Republicans firmly in the majority in both houses?
Well, it's going to be difficult. And the reason is not only that he has to share power with the legislature, but they can review the legislature can review any rules that are advanced by the new administration, by any agencies. They've always had that power, And then when Walker was after Walker was elected, they also the legislature also made sure that any existing regulations that are in place right now that administrative agencies can't just willy-nilly try to change those. All of that has to be approved by the legislature as well. So they have considerable power, and they want to keep many of the reforms or changes in laws that have occurred since 2011 when Walker and the legislature took power.
Are there any environmental issues you can see Republicans coming together with Governor Evers on?
Well, I think there could be a few, you know, and they're mostly in the area of water quality. There was some movement during in the last year or so to address contaminated wells, particularly in northeastern Wisconsin. And so there were some rules that that the legislature approved and were advanced by the Walker administration to regulate the spreading of manure. I think that there could be some attention given in other parts of the state to well contamination, especially of nitrates. There's also industrial chemicals known as perfluorinated chemicals that are beginning to be discovered at industrial sites and at military bases and airports in Wisconsin. And I think that that's something that there could be some attention given to as well.
What about issues around climate change and all the flooding that Wisconsin has seen? Could we see some bipartisan support for some kind of wetlands restoration legislation to kind of try to mitigate some of the flooding we've had?
Well, that also would be difficult. There's been several measures going back 8 years where there was loosened wetlands regulation, there will be efforts to try to find new if companies are building on new wetlands, they have to recreate wetlands elsewhere, and I think that that's going to, I think pretty much that'll remain the same. There could be some push on that if some communities, if this flooding continues, you could see some pushback, but I'm not certain that you would see much in that vein right now.
Governor-elect Evers' stance on the environment, radically different from Governor Scott Walker's. How is Tony Evers talking about this? Is he explicitly differentiating himself from Walker, or is saying he wants to undo Governor Walker's policies?
Well, he's really spoken about it in terms of trying to give the Department of Natural Resources a little bit more voice in matters. He has not been very explicit in contrasting between him and Governor Walker, but climate change would be one. And clearly he believes that humans are a source of climate change.
Okay. Lee Berquist, a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, John.
Lee writes about local news and environmental issues. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. Stay with us.